listening to the Northeast Podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim and Ryan. How's it going, guys?
Oh, very well.
So well.
Yeah, and it's going so well because we are at one of the hottest new restaurants. I think we can still say new restaurants in Minneapolis. We're here at Hi Hi with chef and co-owner Christina Nguyen. Christina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having us here. One of our first times being here. We were here a couple weeks back. And it's absolutely amazing. I know a lot of people have been trying to get here. It's like blowing up on for you guys, isn't it?
It's been good. People have been nice. Everything's been pretty fun. It's been a fun opening.
I can't imagine any of the experience so far has been disappointing. I mean, it seems to be. It's a beautiful place. Everybody loves the food. It seems to be like already just such a hot spot.
Yeah, we hope people like it. Yeah. We're having a lot of fun here.
Well, yes. Sir, I mean, you walk in, it's 5 o'clock. It was 4:30 when we walked in on a Sunday,
right.
And it was like hopping
already.
And we got 200 feet of snow last night. People are still coming out to this place.
That's yeah, a if compliment. If can't keep people away, nothing can.
That's a compliment.
I mean, the bar is packed. The restaurant is packed. I love the space.
Yeah, so let's just start out with what we're drinking today. We always start out with that. Christina, could you tell us a little bit about the drink that's in front of us?
Yeah, it's called the High of the Storm, and it's one of our slushies that we have that has passion fruit and Angostura rum. There's some Saigon cinnamon grenadine, and there's like a little bit of like a Thai chili floater on top, Thai chili rum overproof floater on top, a little heat. And yeah,
it's fantastic. I think sometimes people might be afraid of the word slushy because they think of it like a slushy that you would get at Super America or something like that. And it's not like that at all. It's so good. There's so many flavors. It looks beautiful. It's wonderful.
It's like a really elevated drink that's also a great texture.
Yeah,
you know, and it has that ice throughout, which is perfect. The other thing I've noticed, I've had a few of your drinks now. This is the first time having this one. I love it. You seem to like, it's not just like alcohol and sweet, which is sort of like seems to be the formula for every cocktail I've ever had, except for this, which is like, you guys do cocktails with savory. So it's, sometimes they're spicy, sometimes they're salty, sometimes they have straight up spice in them that, how do you guys come up with that stuff, really?
Well, we have an amazing bar team that I have nothing to do with at all. But, they're geniuses over there. We try to make things balanced and, you know, none of us are really fans of super sugary drinks. So, you know, just trying to keep it complex, interesting, using ingredients from Southeast Asia just to, you know, kind of stick with that vibe. And, so we have some fun savory ones, some definitely on the tropical side cocktails and slushies.
Well, if you guys are bringing the slushy game to Minneapolis, I'm really excited because last fall I went to visit a buddy in Chicago, and I want to say 90% of the bars that we went to near, he lives by, I'm going to blow the
name. Super, super important.
No, not important. But all the places we went to, they all had slushies, and they all had different variances of those slushies. They all had like, this is the house one, and then here's our strawberry of that, and then here's our spicy of that. And it was kind of cool for a summer drink to be something completely different than an ice cold beer or a sweet drink on ice. Not impressed with that. This is super impressive, and you guys are on the forefront, and I'm excited. Hopefully you're known as the trendsetters here, and let's get it spread everywhere.
And keep in mind, like, you guys have a huge patio that really you guys haven't gotten to use yet because you're so new. I mean, you just opened, what, three months ago?
Yeah, we opened 3 months ago. Spring is coming, and we have a big patio, and we're just, can't wait.
That's going to be so much fun for sure.
All right, so before we get any further, let's talk social media really quickly. As always, you can find the Northeast Podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, Overcast, whatever one I always forget. But also give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Northeast Podcast. Where can we find you guys? Hi. Where are you guys on social media, and what's the best way to follow you guys?
You can find us on Twitter at... It's a really good question. I'm like, I know it's high,
high. You're not in charge of the social media?
No, I am, but I can't remember our handle right now because I'm terrified.
You guys have a ton of followers already. I'm going to
go. I'm going to go look now because I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Okay, so I know this. If you type in H-A-I-H, you come up. So just do that.
It's H-A-I-H-A-I-M-P-L-S for our Instagram. And I think it's the same for our Twitter.
Same thing on Twitter.
Okay, good. You know. Yeah. Do you want to take over our social media? Because I don't even know what it is.
I got to say, it's probably my least favorite part of doing a podcast is social media. But, you know, I guess it's sort of necessary evil, right?
Totally. Right.
So this isn't your first rodeo. This is actually your second restaurant that you've started. The first one is Ola Arepa. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
And so how long have you guys been running at Ola Arepa?
We opened the restaurant three or four years ago. And then before that, we had the food truck of the same name, Ola Arepa. And we started that in 2011. So, yeah, I think...
Started with the food truck. Started at the bottom, now you're here.
Exactly. It's true. Fantastic.
Well, how scary was that moving from a food truck to like brick and mortar? Or was it not?
No, it was.
The food speaks for itself.
We were like feeling confident about it because, you know, people liked the food truck and we always wanted a restaurant, especially since like Burke, my husband and other owner of the spot, he has like a craft cocktail background. So, you know, we really just wanted to get people liquored up, and the only way to do it is to lure them into your restaurant or former strip club and do that. So, yeah.
I like could have gone with that for a name, the former strip club.
The former strip club.
I like yours better, which you kind of did in a very cool way, call it the Deuce Deuce, but what language is it?
It's Vietnamese.
So it's in Vietnamese, it's 2-2, Deuce Deuce. I love that.
Yeah.
And I will say this. The first article I read about this place was City Pages, and they called it the Double Deuce. And I had a big problem with that because I've been around, and it was the Deuce Deuce very specifically.
Well, the Double Deuce is from the Patrick Swayze movie Roadhouse, if you've ever seen that.
So, okay. Then they needed to issue a correction?
They should have.
Yeah,
they should have.
That's a huge problem for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's
I
not
know
a
the
place.
Deuce.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... I have to tell you real quickly a funny story right before you opened up. So James and I were at a little event for the Nordy's podcast days before your opening.
Okay.
And we decided that we were going to go to Spoon and Crepe, Crepe and Spoon, the ice cream shop right across the street from me. So we got dropped off after a night out.
We had some cocktails. Yep. There was whiskey flowing. It was free, so we drank a lot of it.
It was Randall's grand opening, and we were there for the Nordy's podcast, drinking a bunch of whiskey. So we tried to go get some ice cream afterwards, of course, as you would.
Yeah.
And even though it's directly across the street, our drunk asses stumbled onto your patio and came in thinking we were at the ice cream place.
Oh, fun.
We came in this door over here at the end of the bar, and you guys were, must have been had, like, there was some
days
lights on.
Before the opening.
But you're also, like, hanging lights at the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I guess that didn't slow us down at all. No. You walked right
you're like,
in,
that's a weird vibe.
We're like, hey, where's the ice cream? You guys open? Like, nah, not at all, actually. Like, we're working on it.
I think it was like 2 days before your grand opening that came stumbling in here looking for ice cream. So that was our first experience with Hi Hi.
And
a pleasant one.
Did we like turn around and look across the street, right across the street where the actual Spoon and Crepe is?
Yeah.
Never saw it.
No.
I go by the next day, I'm like, oh shit. It's right there.
So you guys didn't get ice cream that night?
We didn't get ice cream. We just,
you just like were defeated.
What did we do instead? We went somewhere else.
Yeah, I think
we
went to Dangerous
Man. Which is never. You can't lose there either. But.
They didn't get it because you weren't serving ice cream when they came in. So.
Right.
They weren't serving anything, actually.
You're like, this ice cream place must not be real. No, I'm kidding. No, it's very real.
High, high ice cream. 1 star. Didn't serve ice cream.
Right.
So we do have some really amazing food in front of us. What can you tell us about some of the things that we're trying here?
Yeah, we have water fern cakes, which are one of my favorite things, and it's just like a fun intro that nobody else really serves, I don't think, right now in the city. So it's like you got a little dish, and then we steam a little rice cake into it, and then top it with like a bunch of delicious Vietnamese things like mung bean and ground pork, some fried shallots, fish sauce, all that good stuff. I think that it's like a little bite of Vietnam, so... Awesome way to start things off.
It's incredible.
I need to go to Vietnam because that's just absolutely amazing.
This is me awkwardly. Okay.
Yeah,
some of that sauce there.
This is fantastic.
What makes for a really good podcast is like serving food and us eating it, and nobody can see what we're doing.
Yep. You know what? Right now, I don't care very much.
I don't care.
It's so damn good.
It's so good.
So what's this new thing that we just got in front of us? They're like little beautiful cubes.
Yeah, this is a salt and pepper tofu. And so this is like a totally vegan but really decadent dish. It's like some fried tofu, and then there's this also tofu lime leaf sauce, which is, it kind of eats like an aioli because it's really rich and creamy, but it's like very not sinful. Well, I mean, it is a little sinful because it's deep fried, but taste, you know, whatever.
Honestly, to me, this is like your state fair food. If you had to have one at the state fair, this would be the one. And it's better than anything you can get there, pretty much. It's so good.
It's absolutely incredible. And I think some people might be scared off with the tofu part of it.
Right,
and they most definitely shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. No.
This is an exciting, exciting dish.
Cool. Tofu prepared correctly is so underrated, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so it's always nice to see when someone like does it this well.
Yeah, we've converted some non-tofu lovers into liking it. I'm like, bam, tofu two ways.
Well, Jimbo, you nailed it. It's a staple. Like, it's fried. It tastes delicious in and of itself, right?
Crunchy, it's got to be salty, and it's got a really delicious kind of, decadent cream sauce. I mean, come on.
Right.
That's a winner.
Yeah, and then we have this, like, banana blossom salad, which has some banana blossom, which I think is also an underutilized Southeast Asian ingredient. It's kind of like the banana flour pod. Tastes nothing like bananas, but we just like shave it so that it's kind of like a vegetable, and then we mix it in a salad with fish sauce and pomelo. Usually there's shrimp in it, but not. And then
I ruined that for everyone.
No, it's still really delicious.
Might get an itchy roof of his mouth. Watch out, Eric. You're ruining this for everyone.
It's still delicious.
No,
this way
it's
too.
Amazing.
But yeah, just a bunch of crispies on top.
So as you did this big trip, right? So you went to the Southeast Asia in general and tried a bunch of things. Maybe tell us a little bit about that trip and what it must have done to your plans.
Yeah, so I'm Vietnamese. I grew up Vietnamese. But then also, you know, like, so my parents, like, left Vietnam in, like, 75, just like so many other people, and came to America, started a beautiful life in Minnesota, the coldest place on earth.
Yeah,
but
it's a bit different, you know, climate.
Climate change was a little bit rough there, I'm sure.
Fast forward many years later, and then I was like, hey, I want to see what the motherland is like, and they were like, you don't want to go there. It's, like, pretty crazy. Last time we left there, shit was, like, not cool. You don't want to do that. But then, like, you know, I went backpacking there when I was like, God, maybe 18 or 20, something like that. I mean, I've been back, like, a couple times since then. But I was just like, this place is magical. And, you know, going somewhere where your parents grew up. And I just did the whole backpacking around Southeast Asia thing, fell in love with the food, the people, everything about it. It was really awesome. So, yeah. And then
I can definitely tell, like, this is not food that most people, at least in Minnesota, have tried. I mean, really, when I'm ordering here, you have to understand that everything is going to be great, even if you don't quite understand what is going to be presented in front of you.
Right.
And that's, like, kind of a trust thing you have to have, and I've tried enough stuff here that everything has been bomb. Like, you could just, like, be like, just bring me stuff. This is the type of restaurant you can just be like, I don't care, just bring me stuff. Everything's going to be great.
Awesome.
Well, it could be as simple as, like, what kind of ingredients do you like? Like, well, I like pork and Thai chilies. Perfect. We got three things for you. We'll have them out in 20 minutes. Wonderful.
Did you ever run into a thing where you, like, you tried something in Vietnam, and you're like, I want to bring this to Minnesota, and then you couldn't get it? You couldn't get the vegetable or the ingredient or the spice? I mean, there's some stuff in here that I haven't heard of at all.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things there that you can't get here. Oh, sorry. But, you know, we try to adapt the flavors and everything and just do what we can with it. And in general, I feel like, you know, we're trying to serve some food that is a little hard to source. So it means, like, me running around a lot throughout the week, like, tracking down weird things because, you know, none of the suppliers, like, carry it. But, you know, it's kind of like that labor of love and yeah. that
You're
passion.
Not getting,
of,
it's not one trip yeah. per week to Restaurant Depot for you.
No,
I take
no,
it.
It's okay. like it's some me being in like some shady like Asian warehouse and get buying something off the back. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you speak Vietnamese?
I speak some Vietnamese.
You ever wish you did when you're trying to get some of the stuff, or is it?
Yeah, but I don't. Most of the people that I'm like working with, they're not really Vietnamese either, so I don't know if it would help. You just have to like talk a little bit. Like we just all like talk louder at each other. That's all. Yeah. You just have to be the loudest, and then you'll get what you want.
There you go.
So I guess my question with Vietnamese food, and you know specifically the food that you guys are serving here, is this traditional Vietnamese food? Is this like Vietnamese street food? You know, where would you find this if you were over there?
Yeah. Well, a lot of the dishes are traditional Vietnamese ones. We have some Thai dishes. We have like a crispy rice, which is more from Laos. We have like some Balinese things. I mean, a lot of it is, some of it is traditional. Some of it is just, you know, my interpretation of that. I mean, I definitely don't like the word fusion at all, and we try not to be fusion-y, but it's like you know, you want to put your own twist on things a little bit. So.
Sure. Well, that's, yeah. and that you use that Southeast Asian umbrella, I think, is perfectly encompassing of
yes.
what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's no reason yeah. you shouldn't be able to have some fun and play around with things, but the flavors are there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and if they're not, how the hell would we know, right? Like, we got no frame of reference. Like, yeah, that sounds great.
No frame of reference.
You just
reference.
Have to trust
the
me.
The only thing we can, yeah, and we do, and that sort of comes back to, like, trust the chef at this place. Just get whatever the hell they have. It's great.
These are the best tasting but cooked banana leaves I've ever had.
Yes.
By far.
Exactly.
Raw banana leaves. Yeah. Exactly.
Or, yeah. Raw banana leaves, sorry.
But it doesn't matter because you don't even know. No, I'm kidding.
Don't, yeah, I don't. I wouldn't. I'm just eating it and loving it.
So I guess, you know, there seems to be more Vietnamese or just even Southeast Asian food that's kind of moved into the Twin Cities. You know, to me, everywhere I travel, I try to eat the cuisine, and I find myself always thinking, like, I'm so thankful I live in the Twin Cities. Like, we have the most amazing food.
Yeah.
It seems like more Vietnamese is here, but everyone kind of is doing the same thing. A lot of people are doing the banh mi, you know.
Right,
and
yeah.
Bah. So that's kind of what I was expecting the first time that I came here.
Yeah.
And I saw the menu, and I was like, I don't recognize a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, you kind of made some different choices, but I think it kind of sets you apart from everybody else in the area, definitely. You've kind of created a restaurant that hadn't existed, and, you know, now I think people are traveling far and wide to make sure that they can get here and try some of these flavors.
Awesome. Yeah, that's, like, kind of what we're trying to do is just, you know, there's so many, there's a, like, really good-sized Vietnamese population here in the Twin Cities, and there's a lot of Vietnamese restaurants that serve, you know, this, like, delicious standards of, like, pho, banh mi, rice noodle salad, and it's like everybody does that so well that we just kind of wanted to like add something that people haven't tried and like some dishes that you haven't heard of that are still traditional, but maybe because they're like using weirder ingredients or they're a little more labor intensive or whatever, you know, we just wanted to make it a little different.
So the ultimate litmus test, and I have a question about it. What do your parents think?
Yeah.
Oh, what do
about,
my parents think?
Well, in terms
they love
of
it. They love
well,
it.
Well, no, but like in terms of like that tastes just like back home or just
what
like
what have you done to this, Christina?
I know.
Yeah. Or
what have you done?
Right. Or are they purists?
That's
and
not
like,
the way I do it. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
You
no.
use coconut milk here and you should
right.
use almond milk kind yeah. of thing.
No, they're super supportive and they like, you know, whether or not it's true, pretend like they like my version of things better or whatever.
All right.
Yeah, so I don't actually know.
It's, okay.
I think they like it. I'm just going to go with that.
You're happy that you're out the house. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
So something else that's exciting and I think pretty new for you guys is your new brunch menu.
Yeah.
How big of a deal has that been for you, and how long has that been going?
Let's see. I think this is our third week of brunch. And yeah, it's going well. Just like every week, you know, more and more people are coming in, which is cool because, you know, we want people to eat that delicious brunch food. But I think it's pretty unlike anything else that you can get brunch wise in the Twin Cities. You know, it's just a little different. Like,
well, give us a rundown. Like, what do we get with the brunch?
Yeah, what should I get when I come here for brunch like next weekend?
Well, yeah. Let's see. I think some favorites are like we have a shrimp and grits, but there's like a Malaysian laksa curry on it, which is pretty tasty.
What time do you open?
we open at 10 a.m. and then we serve brunch until 3. So, yeah.
And how much of that are you allowed to eat in, like, one sitting?
As much as you
What's
want.
What's the record?
Just bring, if you bring, like, you know, a dozen friends, you can each, like, get a different item and then whatever.
That's kind of the way to eat here,
Try a bite of everything.
Just get as much as you can and try as much as you can.
Totally.
So I selfishly interrupted. What else
We have, like, a Thai fried chicken that has, like, a sticky rice pancake that I kind of made up, but I think it's tasty, and there's some papaya salad with it. That's pretty nice.
If I saw that on the menu, I would probably stop reading it.
Right, I know.
I would be like, let me get that.
Most people just stop at fried chicken. They're like, I think I'll just get the fried chicken. Which is fine, because I think fried chicken is delicious.
Yeah.
I'm totally guilty of being like, ooh, fried chicken, so maybe I'll just get that.
Did you guys make a whole set of, like, breakfast cocktails, special, anything for that?
Yeah, we have a really delicious bloody that has, like, some namjim herb fish sauce in it just for a little savoriness. There's all kinds of, tasty Vietnamese coffee, brunch cocktails, and all kinds of good stuff.
So I want to thank you for bringing brunch to Northeast. Because there's not, we have like Red Stag, and that's kind of it. Like, I guess people go to Stanley's sometimes, but we don't have like a brunch game here. And I don't want it to go too crazy, because I make fun of like South for being like, every place is just brunch.
Oh,
there's brunch on every corner. That or like an artisanal bakery. That's all they have.
Right.
And so, but we need some more options. We do. I mean, and so I'm excited for this to be, you know, hey, we got to get some food 10 a.m. on a Saturday. Let's go.
Yeah,
If you got a 10 a.m. fried chicken fix,
right?
Get the high, because this is where it's at.
This is your spot.
Yeah, we got some good hangover food here for brunch. So, you know, I think like whether it's brunch or not, you know, it's food at 10 a.m. if you want to wake up that early. I wouldn't unless I had to, so.
Oh, I'll be up.
But I'm here making brunch, so don't worry about it.
So is there going to be, or is there some kind of like rotating menu, or are you kind of adding things and trying new things and adjusting things as you go?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we'll probably like seasonally sort of like switch out a few dishes and just, you know, try some things out. Right now, we've just been trying to, you know, we've been open for 3 months. So we're just getting the hang of like everybody cooking our menu right now. But there's a lot of things that we want to try out and do. So
well, you gotta get them into a rhythm.
Let them
figure all that stuff out.
Totally.
With that in mind, is your test kitchen at home, or do you test out new stuff here?
No, we test stuff out here. Okay. This is a much better kitchen than my crappy house kitchen.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you're doing a lot of things. You're the only person doing it in all the Twin Cities. What's up with your sugarcane press?
Oh, yeah. We have a sugarcane press now. The bartenders are really excited because we just got an automatic one. Before, we had a little hand crank one, and then that totally got busted. But, we're going to great lengths to find fresh sugarcane, and then we are juicing it just like you do in Vietnam or Southeast Asia, or, you know, even a lot of Latin American countries. We've, like, always wanted this sugarcane press because I don't know if you've ever had fresh sugar cane juice, but...
Is it in this drink?
It's not in that one.
Okay, then I don't know that now.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, where is somebody to get us this sugar cane drink? Okay, we'll make sure we get one somewhere.
Well, we could just get a little taste,
And you guys have a Vietnamese iced coffee as well. Do you put some sugar cane in that, or what is it?
No.
I've heard it's fantastic. Like, I keep hearing about this iced coffee.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that. What makes good Vietnamese iced coffee?
Yeah, what is the difference?
It's a lot of love. No, it's like specifically like, you know, Vietnamese coffee has, it's not like any other coffee. So there's like the coffee with chicory, which makes it a little bitter. And then we actually like use a blend of a couple different Vietnamese coffees. One of them's more chocolatey, one of them's more bitter. You just like make it strong as hell. It's like very, very strong coffee. And then you mix it with sweetened condensed milk. And I just think that if you do it at the right ratios, it's like a beautiful thing.
Oh,
and
yes.
Yeah, I used to work at a Vietnamese restaurant where we had to do the little like metal filters. And you know, you have to just like twist the little thing just right to like get it, and it was like an art.
So something we always ask anytime we're in any kind of restaurant or bar or, you know, anywhere in Northeast, we kind of ask people, why Northeast Minneapolis? And you already had your own restaurant.
Already had
fired. They're fired. Job opening. So go to hihi.com, apply for
right.
You know,
we're looking for many servers. No, I'm just kidding.
You already had a restaurant, and you were, as you were coming up with the idea for Hi-Hi, you know, where were you looking? Was Northeast a place that you were really excited about trying to get into? And kind of what has your experience been since you've been in the area?
Yeah, we love Northeast so much. We we've been looking for like a space for a restaurant that was just kind of, you know, like a little further from Ola, because at first we were actually just looking for a second location for Ola, but then we were like, hey, here's this strip club for sale and we should really buy that and try to make it into something. And I was like, you know, I've had this idea about Hi-Hi on my mind for a while. It wasn't Hi-Hi before until we
That's very
found this
based
space.
On this location.
Yeah,
sure.
Totally.
Yep.
So did Bert come to you and say, hear me out, there's a strip club for sale.
Yeah.
Come look at the space.
Yeah.
You might like it.
Hilariously enough, I had been to the Deuce Deuce before and he hadn't, so I was like, oh, I know this place.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
like, and you know,
yeah,
it's
I know.
Be
he's
transformed.
Right.
Yeah,
while you were
is.
There, you were like, this would make an amazing restaurant.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, at that time. No. But yeah, it's like it's a great space. I mean, it's sad that I know that a lot of people are sad that the Deuce Deuce isn't around. I am too. It was a special place.
It was a special place.
It was a very special place.
It was also like a horrible place. You know it was. Like you were here.
It was special for like an hour that night, and you're like, no, it was fun. We got pictures of beer.
It was special because it was different, I guess. There certainly isn't anything like that now, but...
Right.
And then when you got
Except
home...
Except for
when
BJ's
you,
or whatever.
Yes, you can drive over there if you want.
When you woke up in the morning, you're like, why did we go... How did we
what
end up
happened
there?
Last night? Yeah.
Yeah. No.
What do you think that... How do you think that this, you know, fits in, and why does it fit into Northeast?
I don't know. How does it fit into Northeast? I mean, I don't know.
Is there, I mean,
I don't think
that this place has to draw a Vietnamese population.
Yeah.
You know, it's everybody loves this place. So
yeah.
I don't think it has to be that, but I do feel like there's a trend towards, I don't even know if I'd call this upscale. I mean, it's very cool. It's hip, but it's not super expensive. It's casual dining.
Yeah.
It's also a bar, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it just sort of fits the vibe really well with what everybody wants Northeast to be.
Well, look,
it's like approachable, fun, but super fucking cool.
Well, and look what's around here. Like you have, like you said, there's Stanley's, there's a burger joint with the Bulldog, there's Masu Sushi, there's Red Stag Supper Club, there's a vegan butcher shop. I mean, people love the variety and they embrace it. I think they lean into it a lot, and I don't think this necessarily stands out as like, oh, it's this super unique restaurant in terms of variety, but the people clearly love everything that you're doing here. So it's awesome to see that you open up shop and then everyone's like, it's wonderful. Just go there.
Yeah.
Don't even question what the menu items are. Just eat everything that they give you.
Yeah, the neighborhood's been amazing. I think that, you know, one thing is like Northeast is a really creative place and we try to, you know, bring something creative to the game, and whether it's like with the space and, you know, building out a lot of it or making a bunch of it on our own. Along with the food, it's just a little different, and I think that hopefully Northeast likes that, and they're into something a little weird. We're kind of weird. So
well, you stand out by not fitting in, right? I mean, you stand out by being unique,
right?
Comparatively,
right.
Which is, in a lot of places, probably a risk, right? I mean, to go to, I don't know, any city like Andover, and say, oh, we're going to open up a Vietnamese restaurant. Kind of a little risk. Here in Northeast, I think it's very low risk.
No, I mean, I think, like, I don't know how this place would do in Andover. Probably not nearly as well, but this place would fit in really anywhere in Minneapolis, I think. I'm just grateful it's here because I'm just up university, so
we just
it's close.
We just tried a new dish. I need to ask about it. It's the best thing I've had here yet. It's absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
What is this dish that we're trying right now?
Yeah, that's the Balinese chicken, and it's like a... It's a dish that's kind of based off of when we went to Bali. There's like this really delicious suckling pig dish that they have there, but since we were like, well, we don't have like a fire to pit roast a suckling pig every day, and we were like, how can we translate that into something a little, you know, more restaurant, I don't know, doable in a restaurant.
Right.
So we were like, let's do this in like,
yeah,
let's do it as a Balinese chicken thigh. So we use all those flavors that I think are really unique that, you know, like when have you had Balinese food? There's like lime leaves, there's coconut, there's, you know, ginger, galangal, all the different things. And
is that like a coconut sauce on the rice?
Yeah, yeah. So there's like a infused coconut sauce. There's a little like kale bean sprout salad with some sambal mada.
Well, there's definitely some heat with it.
Yeah.
So the rice with the coconut kind of cools it down.
Yes.
It's a great combo. It's just a wonderful dish.
Cool. Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I would advise anyone who comes here, and I know a lot of our listeners have either been here already or are excited to try it. Get this. It is absolutely fantastic. One of the best dishes that I've had in quite a while.
Awesome. That's sweet.
Yes. That's not a slight on any of the previous dishes.
No. That one was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
So what's next for you?
What's next? Oh, gosh. Just figuring out patio season at this place is what's next. I don't know as far as restaurants what's next, but I'm like, two is good, right? I think I'm done after this.
I don't know. You might be like, no. I mean,
you're kind of taking
about
over
this earlier. At two restaurants, can we call you a restaurateur?
I think so.
I'm sure you're not like embracing that, but at some point it's going to be put on you and you won't be able to help it.
Is that on your is that what it says on your like Twitter or Instagram
yeah.
You know, profile?
I mean, you own two restaurants, so that's plural.
Now, if
and
you tell me that I can put that on like my business card or my email like signature,
it's on your LinkedIn
I'll just
page.
Go ahead and start doing that. Yeah.
Yep.
Cuz I totally have a LinkedIn profile. I don't.
You know, this is it. Ola Arepa, wonderful. The salsas alone are like, just go in there and I could just get chips and salsa because they're so good. This place, absolutely incredible. I do sort of want to see what you would do next.
Oh, God.
I don't know, maybe Italian next time, who knows?
Yeah, I think that's what's up my sleeve next is some more Italian. No,
yeah,
I think I have to go and travel to some more places and eat some more food and write it off as
like
a business trip, and then I'll figure out what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
we'll
send
you
how like
busy
Texas.
This place is, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Right.
You're not getting out of here.
No, I never
if
get to
If you were,
leave.
You would be gone now because it's cold and snowy.
Yeah,
we'll send you to like
again.
Texas. There's like we're really hurting for like a barbecue place in South Minneapolis. So
no, nothing. No, Northeast would be better. Trust me.
All right. The last thing I wanted to ask you about was just the design of the place. I mean, it's so creative. It's so bright from the outside. Obviously, kind of spiced up the neighborhood you're in here. Who made that choice and who designed all of this?
Burke, my husband, and I designed everything here. We didn't have like an interior designer. We just kind of,
which is
like,
crazy.
Yeah,
when you look around, it's crazy.
Collect like things and like ideas over the years, and just you know, whatever.
Well,
put it all
Burke
together.
Burke are just good at everything then,
or nothing. Like you're.
I want you guys to come design my house,
but it looks like so professionally done too. It's crazy.
Oh, well, that's super sweet.
I look around, I see a few remnants. There looks like there's a few holdovers from the previous.
Well, you came in here damn near every night for years when it was Deuce Deuce.
Right,
so
I recognize a lot of the. I recognize a lot of the things.
I mean, there's regulars, and then there's like that guy that never leaves. That was Barter.
Yeah. So I see that. Is the wheel anywhere? Did the wheel stay?
No, I think somebody stole the wheel before we took over here. So I don't know if anybody has the wheel out there. Just come forward and. Bring it back.
Just drop it in the alley. You don't have to put a note on it. We just want it
back. We don't need to know who you are. Just leave it here. We'd appreciate it. We'll leave some Bali chicken for you at the door.
I like that I said the wheel and you knew exactly what I was talking about. That's amazing.
I had some ideas of where that wheel might be, but I'm not going to say anything.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I've heard rumors.
All right.
Who has it? I'll track them down. They won't know.
There we go.
All right, guys. So. That's all the time we have this week for the Nordies podcast. Thank you so much to Christina Nguyen for having us here at Hi-Hi, one of the best new restaurants of technically 2017. We'll call it 2018 as you kind of find your stride here. Everyone needs to come out and check out this restaurant. I mean, I know we've been to some places before, and this is one of the finest places in all of the Twin Cities. They're trying amazing things. It's tastes and some flavors and some foods that you've never tried, and I'm positive you will love. And I'm really excited to see what happens when this patio opens because it's big. It's going to be such a great place. I'm lucky. I'm a high school teacher, so I have a lot of free time in the summer. So I think I'm just going to have to be a regular out
we'll
on this.
You, we'll save you a plastic stool
exactly.
on the patio.
I think I'm going to have to be a regular on the patio because it's incredible. So
like, Eric came over. He had his fourth slushie. We got to go get him.
Right.
He can walk home from here. He'll be fine.
He'll go to the ice cream place. He'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah, so thank you so much for having us.
Oh, thank
it's
you guys
wonderful.
For coming.
All the flavors have been so great today. thanks so much for listening to the Northeast Podcast. Get out to Hi Hi. Follow them at Hi Hi MPLS on Twitter and Instagram. And make sure you get here soon. Get the brunch. And what is it? The Bali Chicken?
Yeah, the Bali Chicken.
The Bali Chicken. Damn. That's where it was at. So thanks so much. We'll be back. We have two more episodes this week on the Northeast Podcast. We'll catch you then.